The name of the Lord be highly praised. We welcome all of you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ and greet also all those who are joining us online and who are having part by the internet. May God bless us all together. We have heard already the wonderful songs, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Oh, highly He is exalted. He has reconciled us unto God and intercedes for us in prayer. He is our great high priest who has feelings with our infirmities. And as the Lord blessed us richly yesterday, so we are confident that He will also bless us this morning. Now, we want to give Him glory. Let us sing song number 33, When We Walk With The Lord, number 33.
Thank you.
Now we sing a couple of choruses. We start with chorus number one. They come from the east and west. Number four, yesterday, today, and we'll give the glory to Jesus. Number 20, by and by, and then Brother Borg will read us the word of introduction, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Can we say amen? Very soon, oh how nice, we will enter there. Are you part of them? Am I part of them? Let us say amen. We are part of them. By the grace of our Lord, praise and thanks. Are you happy to be here this morning? Yesterday, we have experienced the presence of the Lord in a wonderful way. And I'm so grateful to God for the mighty testimony which the whole assembly has given. Not only here, but it was broadcasted worldwide. The testimony that we, by our raising of hands, we have testified that we all believe what and as the Scripture says it. Praise and thanks. For me, who have looked over the audience, this was a wonderful testimony, a mighty experience. Are you happy that God has given us this grace? Not a man-made doctrine to believe, but we believe the doctrines of the apostles and prophets. Not interpretations of men. No, what the Scripture says, this we believe with all our hearts. May the Lord bless us this morning in a wonderful way. Now I would like to read a word before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us from 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 13. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Praise and thanks. Must there be said something else? No. God's word speaks a clear language. And we may believe every word of the scripture. I think it was David in Psalms 33 who has sung the Psalms are songs. God's word is true. Why? Because it's the word of the true one, and in all his doings, he is just. Let us now stand up for prayer. Great God, you, who you revealed yourself in Jesus Christ our Lord, and who has have given us grace to recognize, as we heard just now, God's word is true, because you are the true one, the only true God. We thank you for the grace and faithfulness. We thank you, O Lord, as we heard it already last night, that you have taken away the veil. You have given us a clear view, not because it was us, but you hast given grace. Also this morning we are here, in expectation we have come to hear, we have come to give glory to your name, O God. Open our hearts, open our ears, open our mouths and eyes and hearts to receive, ears to hear, mouths which will praise you, and eyes which see the deeds which you are doing today. Lord in heaven, we thank you that not only here we are gathered, but as it was said already, you confirmed it. Your people have raised their hands and they testified that you are the true God, that you are not allowing any interpretations, but that we receive only your word, and it's only your word will lead us and guide us through your Holy Spirit. Please bless us here, Lord, and as already said, and all who are joining us online, Lord, who are listening, who are watching, O God, bless all. My God, we thank you that you have a crowd, a multitude, as the servant expressed it, you have a bouquet, flowers from all people's tongues and nations, from all colors. We thank you for it. Please be merciful to us also this morning, In particular, give grace. Anoint the lips through which you will speak. We ask this in your precious name of Jesus. Amen. We remain standing. There shall be a child dedication, and now we ask the parents to come with the children to the front. Before they come, we sing a chorus. Thomas, please tune in. Do you want to bless? No problem. Hannah. Our beloved Father in heaven, we bring you Hannah, this healthy child which you have given to our brother and sister by grace. We consecrate her to you. Receive her into your protection. Bless it and let it grow in your grace, Lord. Bless the parents, Lord. Yes, bless the whole house, O Lord. And give grace, Lord. Keep your protecting hands over this child. The parents are bringing her to you and are consecrating her unto you. Receive her in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Hannah, be consecrated to the Lord for time and for eternity in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Lord has blessed you. Another one? Very nice. Then it's your turn again. Very nice. Now I stand here. Heavenly Father, we bring you Theo, this healthy child which you have given our brother and sister by grace. They return him unto you and are consecrating him unto you for time and for eternity. Receive. Keep your protecting hand over this child and over the parents. Give grace that it can grow in your grace, Lord. Bless the whole family. To you be this child dedicated for time and for eternity. In Jesus Christ's holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Be blessed. Be blessed. Amen.
Ihr dürft euch wieder setzen.
You may be seated. Actually, I wanted to say today, before we are seated, I would like to have read a word, just one verse, just one verse. From the first epistle of John, the first epistle of John, chapter 5, verse 20. First John, chapter 5, verse 20. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Now we ask Brother Müller to come to thank with us, and also Brother Hans Henrich. Please come, beloved brothers. Thank the Lord. Praise be to our God. Hallelujah. Dear Lord Jesus, I would like to thank you with all my heart that I can be again here among my beloved brothers and sisters, and that you are blessing us from the riches of your grace, Lord. And I thank you that you have given us an understanding, have given us an insight in your holy word. Receive the thanksgiving and the worship. I thank you in particular for last night. Thank you, Lord, that it's not only a speaking, Lord Jesus, but that your Spirit has given testimony. Those who have come to the front yesterday, we thank you, Lord. Bless this meeting, Lord. Strengthen us. Strengthen our brothers. Our brother, let your word go forth so that it can accomplish for what you have sent it for. And it will happen if we keep in our hearts. Receive the thanks and the worship. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Faithful, beloved Lord, with grateful hearts we are coming into your presence to thank you, Lord, that you have given us again the connection to eternal life, the connection to your truth, to your word, to your working today, to recognize the hour. Beloved, you have opened our eyes. You have opened our hearts to see what you're doing today. Beloved Lord, we ask you this morning, may you speak and work so that all get the connection, beloved Lord, so that all are being prepared unto the glorious day of your return. We thank you for the clear message which we can hear. We thank you, beloved Lord, that you have sent one, also in this time, that you have opened our hearts to recognize what you are doing today. Dear Lord, we ask you with all our hearts, may your Spirit be at work now while hearing your word. Give revelation, Lord. Give the access to what you want to speak to us, so that we are all prepared and so that perfect faith can come forth. May all of the people be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Only believe, only believe. Amen. You may be seated. It's just so mighty God's word addresses us, and we find ourselves time and again in the word, also in this word, which John the Apostle has written by the Spirit of God to us, that we know the true one, that the veil is taken away from us, and not only that we recognized him, that we are in him who is true, and he is the true God, besides whom there is no other. Blessed and praised be our Lord for such words, for the certainty that God does not make empty words, but that he says what he means. And what he means, this he has said. We are in him who is true. Many greetings from everywhere. And thanks be to God. Also the USA is coming into movement now. The word of the Lord runs and accomplishes for what it was sent for. Greetings from the Ukraine. Greetings from Russia. Greetings from Brother Oleg, from Portugal. Greetings from brethren from Angola, from Mozambique. Greetings from many, from Brazil. Greetings from Brother Nyagi. Greetings from Brother Mwamba, Australia. Greetings from Brother Joachim, and greetings from Brother Adonis. Greetings from South Africa. Greetings, yeah, special greetings from Havana, from Cuba. Also there, great things are happening for the glory of the Lord. Greetings from Brother Prisescu. Greetings from Brother Nambani. Greetings from Brother Lupondo. Greetings from Makendabe. Greetings from Brother Kolonji. Greetings from Brother Alexander. From Tartarkistan. Yes. Who knows where that is? But the Lord knows it. Once again, greetings from Abidjan, from Hungary, from Bulgaria, and Brother Rashidi, Brother Lotika. Once again, greetings from Portugal. Greetings from Kishinev. Greetings from Brother Richard. Greetings from Brother Kapanem, and greetings from Brother Joseph from Atlanta. He was with us in Tucson. Once again, greetings from Brother Chauffeur and Lupendo writes again. Ilunga, USA. Mashi, the son of my old friend. Mashi from India. Yes, once again, greetings from Toronto. And greetings from Brother Chibangu. We are grateful that the Lord connects us with all who are joined with him. And we are just so grateful that we are not representing any denomination, but that we believe as the scripture says, and that we find ourselves therein again. Now, to the timely events, we will not go into detail. Many things are happening. Also that, what Brother Branham has seen with the automatic cars, which are driving by their own, that just by pushing a few buttons, they get the command, and then that car is driving. Even in our country, the permission was done now, given that even lorries, trucks can be driving automatically. We see all that what Brother Branham has seen 1933, what was revealed to him. We see it in the fulfillment. And in connection with his ministry, he mentioned Luke 17 time and again. In the days when the Son of Man is revealed, then it will be as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. That it would be like this, with this we all counted with, reckoned. But that there will be a law, a given a law, that it would be here, a law, which would legalize it. Did you all notice it? In the USA, a woman who is marrying couples, she refused to dedicate a homo marriage, and she is in jail now. She's in jail because the country decided, and it has become a law, that she must make them a couple if she is working for the government. And now she is in jail until she recognizes the law. And then she can continue to work. Who can comprehend this? Who can place it? Let us say it once again. That it would be like this. This, we have nothing against it at all. The scripture must be fulfilled. And in the German constitution, it's written in the first article that the dignity of every human being is untouchable. Everyone has the right to live as he decides for himself. But that the wrong is placed as the right, and that the right is placed as the wrong. This goes beyond every measure. But also this must be like this, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. Then we see the negotiations with the Vatican and with Israel, with all the neighboring countries of Israel. Everything runs on a high speed, and we all notice that it's really coming now to its end, and we may lift up our heads, but nevertheless, we may remain sober, although we know that our bodily redemption is very, very near now. Yet we remain sober. And whoever wants to marry, let him marry. And whatever, just remain sober in every situation, in the profession, in the life, whatever it might be, remaining sober until the last moment. I received an invitation to next year, in December next year, to be to speak in a big conference where people are coming from Vietnam, from Cambodia, from all the surroundings coming together. And it shall be in December next year. But to this brother, I just want to write him. I would like it best. I would like it best in December this year than the December next year. Who knows whether we have so much time still? But to the Lord be the thanks. As you all noticed, we also are planning an Israel trip for May next year. Right after our first Sunday in May, we will see. God willing. And if we are still on the earth, then it shall take place. In any case, it's important that we remain with both feet upon the earth and in the heart being joined with God, regardless where we are, that we are just conscious of it, that every moment could be the last moment. And already then, Brother Branham has said, I see nothing anymore what shall still come to fulfillment. Nothing. Everything concerning the end time and what shall happen before the coming of the Lord, this is of course fulfilled before our eyes. And now, after more than 50 years, we can even judge it better, because all of Bible prophecy of the end time is really being fulfilled before our very eyes. The people of Israel is in the homeland, and we see how difficult it is for them. But the Lord will also make an end there, and he will make a new beginning by his grace. For last night, we are just so grateful. Once again grateful that God has taken away the veil, that we have received a clear view. Not only the veil in the temple was torn, so that the most holy place with the Ark of the Covenant can be visible, because on the Ark of the Covenant was the blood applied, and the judgment with that what was written in the Ark of the Covenant, the words of God, the judgment, the sentencing was taken away from us. Our Lord and Savior, he went with his own blood into the Holy of Holies and once for all, as the faithful high priest, he laid it there. And there the blood of the new covenant is still today. And the blood-bought flock has free access to the throne of grace. There is now no more condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus. Our Lord and Redeemer has taken the judgment upon himself. Every curse, every sin he has taken upon himself. And we received the full forgiveness, the full redemption. On the day of salvation, the Lord has helped us. And for this, we are very grateful to the Lord. The word was read already, probably from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I think it was that. And here my eyes fell upon verse 5 in 2 Corinthians in chapter 4, verse 5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Not us. Who are we? Also, this Brother Branham said many times, especially when the people wanted to glorify him, when they wanted to baptize in his name. Oh, what came there over his lips? I'm one of you. I'm one who found grace in the sight of God. Just vessels, holy master, but filled with your power, as the German song goes. And as it is written here, it remains like this. For not ourselves. What shall I preach for myself? What? No. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus as the Lord. And as we read from 1 John 5, and we are in him who is true. We received and heard the word of God. The truth of God penetrated us. And we are in the true word, in the true God, by Jesus Christ, our Lord. Then, in verse 6, in 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge. Where's the amen? Where's the amen? It is him. He's the same. He who said at the beginning, let there be light. And there was light. The same. That's how it is written here. The same. Let us read the whole verse once again. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This is the gospel. This is the full gospel, the full salvation which God has given us by his grace. In the book of Acts, chapter 4, there is a special verse, Acts chapter 4, and here it's verse 20. Acts chapter 4, verse 20. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. For we, who we have been an ear and eye witness, we cannot but speak the things. We cannot keep silent. We must speak of that, what we have seen and heard. Here it was about that, what our Lord, at his first coming, what he has done there. The disciples were eye and ear witnesses in the meetings there of our Lord. They've heard it. When he spoke to the cripple, take up your bed, get up and walk. They were there. They were present when the lepers were made clean. They were present when Lazarus was resurrected. They were there when 5,000 people were fed with 5 loaves of bread. They were there. They could afterwards say, we cannot be silent. We are witnesses. And that, what we have seen, and that what we have heard, we must pass it on. Brothers and sisters, God is faithful. God is true. And this, we may emphasize time and again, that we in this time found grace in the sight of God. That we have become silent, that we sit at the feet of the Lord, and that we may hear the loving words of His mouth, and that we can ponder upon them, not speak about them, but pondering about it, moving them in our hearts. That's how it was with Mary. She pondered upon that what was said to her. What God speaks is not given for a discussion, but that we may believe it, and that we get it revealed, and that we are led into that what God promised us. And I was thinking of the word from 1 Thessalonians. It's of course a word which we time and again read, and which we will continue to read. But when we just make ourselves aware of it, that there was never a time span in which such words could be read with such certainty as in our time. Let us read a couple of verses. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4. For this we say unto you, because of a word of the Lord, not I mean, or I think, or perhaps, but verse 15, for as the thus saith the Lord, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, verse 15, that we who are alive, who we remain unto the coming of the Lord, who will remain? Who will? But of course, in this generation, at our time, this didn't happen 100 years ago or 2,000 years ago. It will happen in our time. We who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede them which are asleep. And then it's reported how it will happen. For the Lord Himself, not a messenger, not a prophet, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. The shout goes forth in all people's tongues and nations. Inasmuch as His shout goes forth to wake up from the sleep, for all the virgins slept, and then came the wake-up call. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Let us read once again. Verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Very clear. Very clear. About this, nothing must be said anymore. Just as it is written here, that's how it will take place. Then, verse 17. Then, when the dead in Christ shall rise, then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we be with the Lord always. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Brothers and sisters, everywhere are troubles. Everywhere are problems. But in all our problems, we may trust the Lord. And we may know the end will be crowned. Whoever perseveres until the end shall receive the crown of life. And therefore, whatever may come and go, it will bring us closer to the Lord, and we are strengthened and settled in the faith. Then, straight in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, from verse 1, we are told straight away, 1 Thessalonians 5, from verse 1, but of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And now verse 3. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. Not us, upon them. Then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. This is addressed to those who didn't recognize time and the hour. Verse 4, we are addressed. But ye, beloved brethren, are not in darkness, that the day of the Lord should overtake you as a thief. For ye are all the children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Just very mighty, as Paul was led to write down the details, so that we in this time have a direct divine orientation. And also this we understood. What is it about with peace? Of course, about Israel. About Israel. Israel. Yes, about Israel. Brothers and sisters, thanks be to our God, who has opened our understanding for the Scripture, and that we truly can place the timely events scripturally and that we, as the bride of the Lamb, can also be placed biblically. And to this belongs then verse 23 in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. Here we read, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." Amen. He will also do it. He will take care that at the changing of our bodies, no member will be missing. That all will be perfect, just as a human being is created perfectly in the image of God. Brothers and sisters, we cannot remain silent about that what God has done in our time. And time and again we read the corresponding scriptures, and we find ourselves again in the Word of God. Let me read from 1 Timothy to see where we belong, where the Word places us. 1 Timothy, chapter 1. And here we have it straight in verse 1. Where Paul presents him as God ordained him. And please, receive it once for all. Accept it. Not Paul ordained himself, but the Lord God has said, "I have ordained you, and I send you to the Gentiles, so that you open their eyes. I send you to them, so that you open their eyes." You can read it in the book of Acts, chapter 20, 22, 26, a sending, so that you open their eyes. How? How? By the proclamation of the Word of God, to show from the Holy Scriptures, here is the promise, and here we see the fulfillment. So that you open their eyes. How did God open our eyes? By the true proclamation of the true Word of God, the Lord has opened our eyes. Whether it's about the Godhead, whether about the baptism, about the election, in fact, about everything, about the fall, about all of the plan of salvation of our God, by the proclamation of the true Word of God, by the revelation of all the mysteries, whether Old or New Testament, all mysteries are revealed. And therefore, Brother Branham, time and again, he referred to Revelation 10. Although Revelation 10 is written in the singular of the mystery of God. And Jesus Christ is the mystery of God revealed. But he, as the last messenger of God, in the seventh church age, in our church age, he was not only sent to reveal the one mighty mystery. This is the main mystery. The veil is taken away. God has taken us into the Holy of Holies. But in the same way, the Lord revealed all the mysteries. And we have said it here, that a man of God in our time could stand there saying, the angel of the Lord stood in my room and he told me what happened in the morning in the Garden of Eden and what happened in the afternoon in the Garden of Eden. Just revelation of God from the very beginning. And as we said it last night, because the beguiling happened in the body of flesh and blood by a strange begetting. Therefore the Lord had to become by begetting from the Spirit. He had to have a body in whom he could come into to give us the redemption and to make the damage well. Really, all the mysteries are revealed. And without the messenger, we would not have a message at all. What would a brother Frank knew? What would have he known of what God has promised for this time? What? I've said it here before. A couple of times I've said it. Now I write about it. When 1949, when I heard the first time the name William Branham in Hamburg, in the Bach Street, yes, I had no idea at all. But this brother Hall Herman, who himself was praying for the sick, he reported of the gift of healing which a man by the name of William Branham had. Then, 1951, on Almsbüttler Street, in a free Pentecostal church, a man by the name of Hans Waldvogel from New York, he was reporting that God gave or started the revival by a name, and he mentioned the name William Branham. 1953, I received the book of Albert Goetz from the More Light publication, A Man Sent from God, published by Brother Lindsay in Dallas, Texas. And in me came up the desire to hear this man personally, to know him. To make it short, then came, of course, 1955, August, where I've seen, where I've heard, where I've become an ear and eye witness of that, what God has done in our time. And then the connection which God has given over all these years. Just think of it. From 1958 on, I received every sermon which Brother Branham preached in the USA. It was sent to me by post. And under this ministry, which God has given in our time, I grew spiritually. And by grace, I could understand everything correctly. Why do I mention this now? Peter said at that time, it's impossible to keep silent of what we have seen, of what we have heard, and of what we experienced. And Paul says here in 1 Timothy chapter 1, he writes clearly, I, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior, and Lord Jesus Christ, who is our hope, a divine commission, a divine sending, to preach the word of the Almighty God. And if we read everything up correctly, also here, in verse 3, 1 Timothy 1, verse 3, there he speaks to his co-worker, Timothy. And I urged thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. That's how it is. The truthfulness of God does not permit any strange thing. And by the ministries which God has set into the church is edified and built up. By every strange doctrine comes a split, a division. And when Brother Green, about half a year ago, afterward he could not speak anymore. But in one of my last telephone conversations, he told me, Brother Frank, we again experienced a split. And only a few are left now. Now we have 9 churches in the message in our city, Tucson. This one has to imagine. Just think of it. And why does it come? Because somebody has the idea to be something. I will. And then it starts. No. The I will goes back to Lucifer, who with his high stand as the light carrier, he was not satisfied anymore. But he said to himself, I will exalt myself. I will be like the Most High. And behold, at this exalting, he was cast down. He was cast down. All must abide in the stand in which God has placed them. No own way anymore. No own will anymore. Decide you alone. And brothers and sisters, the Lord God brings us now back to the beginning. Not many divisions and directions, but back to the Word, back to God. Not anymore I will, but thy will be done as in the earth as it is in heaven. And how was it at the beginning? In the beginning, the church was one heart and one soul. And God blessed visibly. And that what God promised happened. And we are longing for it. That also in our meetings, not only people experience the grace of God and are dedicating their lives to Him. No, that we pray for the sick. The best it is, if it is being believed while hearing the word. Because God sent His word and made them whole. So in the moment where faith really becomes alive, and that we know, I am meant, the word addresses me now. In His wounds, by His stripes, I was healed. That we experience this very personally, experience it personally for us. Also, when we hear the gospel, it must address us personally. And we must say, Lord, I'm lost. Save me. Be merciful to me. Forgive me. Receive me. Accept me. In the same way, also while hearing the word. How often, Brother Ram said, ye who will believe now, lay hands upon yourself, on the others. The people didn't have to come to the front at all. It was enough that some were standing at the front in the prayer line, and all the others, they were watching it, what God is doing with those for whom Brother Branham was praying. And then Brother Branham said, the Lord is in our midst. He is in all of the meeting here. Pray and believe now. Pray for one another or for you personally. And the Lord has confirmed his word. We will not find ourselves in the word except when our meetings are biblical. Really, if they are biblical in every way. I don't know whether I have said it last night or already today, but everywhere where our Lord came on the scene, something happened. Sinners received forgiveness. The sick were healed. The presence of God must and will be manifested. And we believe, as the scripture has said, and every promise of God is yes and amen. Brothers and sisters, as sure as the Lord speaks to us through his revealed word and takes away the veil from us, and as we read also, he who commanded, let there be light, the same it is he who let shine the light in your hearts by the glory of God. We say amen. It has happened with you and with me. It took place. And we know very precisely what the Lord God said. Let there be light. Then there was light. No one had to wait any longer. It happened. Every word which the Lord spoke happened. It happened. It happened. In the same way it is today. That what God has to say to us today must take place today with us. Today the light must shine. Today we believe with all our hearts. Also, that we heard the true word, no interpretations, and that we are really in him who is true. He is the true God, and we are the true sons and daughters of God, equipped with the truth of God. From God can only come forth God, and who is born of God is a new creature in Christ Jesus our Lord. Receive it and accept it by faith, and thank the Lord for it. Then we have verse 3, we read, that Timothy, to them who bring forth strange doctrines, he should command them, that they stop it. What is left to us? And I can really, almost with joy, I can say here that until today, and if we only take the last 50 years, and if we would assume that I preached 3 sermons a week, then we come probably up to 7,800 sermons in the course of the years, not counting all the TV programs. Not in one sermon I said something negative about any brother. Not in one single sermon I I spoke out a slander. No. No. I preached the word of God. In the same way, I feel much pain until today when strange doctrines are being presented and when people are misled. This pain I have in me. But here is the big difference. I can lay my arms around every brother, not about around that what is being believed, but the love of God, which was poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, this love respects God, and we have nothing to judge. Our task is to preach the true word of God. And all who are of God will hear the words of God. They will have an inner agreement to the word. Then, in 2 Thessalonians, in chapter 2, we have, of course, the admonition. And this fits to that, what we read here in verse 3. Do not present any strange doctrines, please. Brothers and sisters, listen closely. Yeah, I almost want to say what is written as the last and final things of God in reference to all who believe not the truth. Here, in 2 Thessalonians, in chapter 2, we have the description of the man who exalts himself above everything, what refers to God and the worship. We all know this scripture. But in the second part of verse 10, it's written, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, second part of verse 10, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. This is one of the most difficult scriptures because they received not the love of the truth, the love of God, the love of the Word of God. They received it not. They didn't receive it personally for themselves. What belongs to me, this belongs to me, but I must receive it, accepting it. It's a gift of God. And therefore, brothers and sisters, if it is written here, because they received not the love of the truth, do you notice what's all about? The love of God, which was poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, connects us with God and His holy word. And whoever does not let himself be connected, and whoever does not receive the word of God by love, and does not let it become his own possession, which cannot be taken away from us anymore, but that we have become a part of the Word of God. As Brother Branham has said it many times, the bridegroom was the Word revealed in the flesh. The bride is the Word revealed in the flesh. All promises of God, which God has given to the bride, are now coming into fulfillment. And we received the love of the truth which God has given us. It's ours. We received it, accepted it. And we are thankful to God with all our hearts for it. It's not a theory, it's divine reality. And as we read before, we are in Him who is true, in the true one. And He is the true God and eternal life. In the same way, we can testify, He who spoke the light into existence at the beginning, He who separated light from darkness, it is Him, He Himself, He who lets the shine, that lets the light shine forth in our hearts. The veil was taken away. The veil does not exist anymore. The way is free. This is a divine fact with us by grace. The other ones, to the other ones who received not this love of the truth, those who received it not. Then in verse 11, it's still written. And for this cause, because they received not the love of the truth, brothers and sisters, an absolute gift of God to all the redeemed. Not interpretations to believe them and to be misled, but to believe God, to receive His word, and to be penetrated by the truth. Sanctify them in Thy truth. Thy word is the truth. Can you receive and accept it? Has it become a divine reality with all of us? The word of the Lord is really the lamp unto our feet, has become a light on our path. And how often did Brother Branham refer to the word in Zechariah? There shall be light at evening time. We can confirm it has become light. It has become light. Every word was illuminated to us. Even Revelation 10. Yes. In the summary, no problem at all. Brothers and sisters, also this must be said to all worldwide who are waiting that something will happen with seven thunders. It will neither come, it will neither go. But here's the mystery. And also for this I'm grateful to God that I really, just a few days before that, I was speaking with Brother Branham. Please bear with me when I say something two times or three times. Please bear with me. But you just have to understand what this means for me to have known the man sent from God, to have known him personally. And in December 62, he made me aware of that God has shown him a vision. When the street is widened in which he was staying, because the street was very, very narrow, when this street is widened, that this is the time that he should move to Tucson, Arizona. 18 times he repeated it, and time and again he said it anew. But to me personally, he said it to me in December 1962, and especially when he said that the fence of his property would be laid on the grass. And a Brother Frank sees the fence lying on the grass. He sees the bulldozers driving up and down. And Brother Bram said, I can no more go to Los Angeles. I must pack my things. And beginning of January, we must move to Tucson. Would you please, in my state, preach there? Brothers and sisters, for you, this may mean nothing. But for me, I have become an eyewitness. And as Peter said, we cannot be silent of what we have heard and of what we have experienced on the way which God was leading his prophet, and then having a direct connection to the message which God has left unto us by his grace. Let us summarize once again what the Lord God is doing in this time. Before we forget it, let me mention it. It really happened when Brother Branham, end of February, there he was in the mountains, and seven mighty thunderclaps shook the whole region. And therefore, Brother Branham, 55 times, he spoke of it, that the seven thunders were so mighty that therein is kept the rapturing faith, or would be, and so forth, and that it's in reference to the opening of the seals. He even knocked six times on the pulpit. He wanted to knock seven times, but six times he actually knocked, and he said the seven thunders were so tremendous, and then the appearing of the seven angels, and then the direct voice, return to Jeffersonville, for the opening of the seven seals will take place. And this mighty experience, and Brother Branham even said that he was taken up into this cloud, and that he has seen the pyramid of the seven angels. Brothers and sisters, the supernatural has happened in our time, and we had the possibility to hear of it, to experience everything by his grace. And if then it's written in Revelation 10, if it is written that the angel, that the Lord will descend as the angel of the covenant, and then that when he puts his feet upon land and sea, that then seven thunders will utter their voices, then we respect this with an amen. And we say, that's how it was foretold, that's how it will take place. And whoever goes to Revelation 4 and 5 will of course notice the Lord God on the throne, the rainbow over his head. But when he, as the angel of the covenant, will descend, and when he will roar as a lion, when he will put feet upon land and sea, then the seven thunders from Revelation chapter 10 will utter their voices. That didn't have to be written down at all, so that I don't have to preach about it. If they would be written down, then I could preach about it, but they were not written down. Therefore, I cannot say anything about it. God made it very simple for us, that we can respect his word fully. We are not unsatisfied with it. No, we thank the Lord for it, that he has laid everything wonderfully, and that we let ourselves be also placed. Many things could be said about it. Our Lord is faithful. He will finish his work which he started in our time. And as we said before, never before, also Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 4 could be read with such weight and emphasis and preached as in our time. And likewise, that the Lord God, before the return of Jesus Christ, before the great day breaks forth, before the sun darkens, and before the moon turns into blood, and before the stars will fall from heaven, God sent his servant and prophet, as we said it and emphasized it last night, to turn our hearts back to the beginning. And I wished that we would count how often Brother Branham has said the message of the hour is back to the Word, back to the beginning, back to the foundation, back to the doctrine of the apostles and prophets. So, no new denomination, but back to God, back to the Word. Please, take all the scriptures which we looked at today, take them to heart, and remember Luke 24. When the Lord was reading the scripture at that time, and he could say that everything has come to fulfillment, he opened the understanding of the disciples for it. They didn't have to explain anything. They didn't have to interpret anything. They have seen everything in the fulfillment. The same applies to our time. There's not one point which must be clarified still. The Lord has really given grace, and he really opened our understanding for the Scripture. We believe that what God has promised to us. And if we look back to the last 50 years, who would have thought that so much time would still be spent? But also this is God's grace, and it's God's patience. He doesn't want that some perish. He wants that the last ones are being called so that the number is complete. At the marriage supper of the Lamb, when we will sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, with all the perfected ones from the Old Testament and New Testament, no chair will be left empty. And all will find their place at the great table of the Lord. We were invited to it, and we will be part of it when the Lord takes his own home. We are now part of it. When he calls us now, we are now hearing his voice. And all who are hearkening to his voice now, they will then hear his voice when the trump of God shall sound, and when the voice of the archangel sounds, and when the Lord will descend to take the redeemed up into glory, so that we are with the Lord at all times. So comfort one another with these words. In all the problems, in all the slanders, and in all that, we comfort one another with these words. Our Lord, he has given the promise that he would come again. He has given us the grace to believe this promise and also that what should happen before that, to receive it and to accept it. The past years, God has blessed beyond understanding and beyond measure. And the actually calling out, the actually separation and preparation takes place in our time, of course, worldwide. And may the Lord God really, in all people's tongues and nations, all over the world, may He bless His blood-bought flock. May He give grace that we all believe, as the Scripture says, that we receive the love of the truth, never listening to the interpretations, never listening to the strange doctrines, but just believing with all our hearts, as the Scripture says, and what the Scripture says, this divine love, may God pour out into all our hearts by the Holy Spirit. May He connect us with Him and with His Word, saying, we say sincerely, uprightly, we say, Lord, complete your work of redemption, just as you finished your work of creation. And let us be part of it. So that we are taken up at your return. Much things could be said still. May all these words of God, which we looked at today, may they remain in our hearts, which are thankful. And may the love for God and for the Word and for one another, may this love fill us all. Because everything will cease, but the love of God remains. And whoever remains in the love remains in God. He remains in God. To Him, the faithful God, be the praise and the worship. Once again, let it be said, we have not followed cunningly devised fables, but the word of prophecy, which does not permit any private interpretation, but which must be seen in its fulfillment. And this grace, this respect, God has given us, so that no word of prophecy, nothing in the Bible, permits any private interpretation. But the Lord Himself is watching over His word and fulfills what He promised. To us is only left to thank the Lord God with all our hearts and with all our souls. Also to pray for one another, so that no one is left behind the grace of God, so that no one turns out to be left behind, but that all believe with all our hearts, receiving the certainty from God that we will be part of it when the Lord calls His own home. By the grace of God, I will be there, as a German song goes. We will come from believing unto seeing. To Him, the only true God, be the glory throughout all eternity. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing as so often, Just as I Am. We bow our heads. We remain in prayer before the Lord. The Word of God is alive. Although it was not preached very loud, we also have to take care of the interpreters. Nevertheless, the Word accomplishes in all who believe for what it was sent for. Last night, we have given the call that all who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord, that they should come to the front, that they make use of the opportunity. Today I would like to ask whether amongst us are also those who are not yet baptized biblically. Do we have some in our midst? The water baptism can take place. Is there one hand? Is there somebody else who is not yet baptized biblically and who would like to be baptized? We received such a privilege from God that we can just leave this building and then the baptism can take place. For everything God took care, for all the languages, so that the transmission can take place. That people, how many countries? 172 countries, the people can be looked after. They can watch, they can see. They can have part in that, what God is doing right now. And as I said last night, also the broadcasts, not only in the region of the Persian Gulf, but beyond that, in all the world, not only as at the beginning, the 23 countries, and then the 56 countries, and now 70 stations who are included now to give the last message, the final call, worldwide. And also all the other programs which we have, whether in Australia, New Zealand, USA, Canada, Russia, Ukraine, Romania, wherever it might be, brothers, sisters, we are truly living in a very special time, in the most important time period of the divine plan of salvation. And no one should take himself the time to think about things, but in the moment where God's word is addressed to us, that we connect it with the faith so that it can be revealed to us. Whoever does not mix the preached word with faith, to him it cannot be revealed. God is only connected with faith and with them who receive the love for the truth and who recognize the truth. And the truth makes us free from all error. And so, we are very grateful with all our hearts that God has also taken care for it, that in all these years, the last message, the last call, with everything that goes with it, could be preached. God is faithful. And it even comes to fulfillment what our Lord has said, the gospel of the kingdom of God. Everything what pertains to the kingdom of God is being preached to all nations for a witness. Also, this is very important. Now it comes to my mind now. It comes into my heart. Brothers and sisters, we don't want to say it and emphasize it every time, but whoever reads Matthew 24, whoever reads it reverently, he will of course find out that our Lord spoke of the last generation of wars and famines, and that the fig tree will bring forth buds again, and that false prophets and false Christs would arise. Everything was said. And whoever reads Luke 21 will find out that it speaks of perplexity, that the nations will rage like the waves. There's no solution for all the problems which are now coming up. It's really a time in which we feel now it's so far. But Matthew 24 includes or closes with a precious promise that the food is being given out in due time. And brothers and sisters, please underline it. Underline it. The first word in Matthew 25. Before you read on, underline the first word in Matthew 25. Then, after our Lord spoke about all this, up to the giving out of the food in due time. And do you know what is written then? Then. 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 Not before that, and not afterward. Then. When all this is happening, then shall the kingdom of God be likened unto 10 virgins. This was never before. This is today like this. Today, this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. Blessed and praised be the Lord our God. Then, when all this is taking place, when we see it, and thus says our Lord, when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads. For you know that your redemption is drawing near. Brothers and sisters, today we should be touched deeply, thanking the Lord for the last message, thanking Him for His servants and prophets. What would I have known of all that if God would not have taken care of it? What would have you known if God would not have taken care of it? That what God has revealed to the messenger, that it could be carried as a message into all the world. God knew the end before the beginning. Everything He put in a harmony, and we can experience all that by His grace. Can you see it? Can you believe it? Let us sing once again, Just As I Am. Do we have some who have not yet dedicated their lives to the Lord? Do we have some who have a deep desire for it? to understand everything correctly, to be led into the Word, so that we are no more taught by men, but that we are all being taught by God. Do we have brothers and sisters who are added perhaps a newly and who have not yet received the understanding to see everything in harmony and to believe it and to receive it? Brothers and sisters, we are here to pray for one another until we all come into the unity of the faith, unto the knowledge, and also unto the revelation of Jesus Christ, until we really become one heart and one soul. And so the Lord can confirm His Word. Before we sing once again, and before we pray, we ask today our brother from Kinshasa to come to the front. And also Brother Didier. Is Brother Arben in our midst today? Where is Brother Arben? Please come to the front. Thank the Lord. We will give greetings to all, into all countries and tongues. But we want. I meant actually the other brother, but you can also thank. No problem. Brother Joseph and Brother Didier, please come. Pray.
Gott unser Vater.
Lord God our Father.
Tu as parlé des événements qui arrivent.
Du hast von dem gesprochen, was
you have spoken of that what would come.
Du hast von dem Dienst gesprochen,
you spoke of the ministry.
Und danach hast du gesprochen.
And then you said
das Reich Gottes,
that the kingdom of God shall be likened unto 10 virgins.
Du hast Abraham eine gewaltige Verheißung gegeben.
You have given to Abraham a mighty promise.
Dein Nachkommen, das
dann ist sortir.
Und ich werde sie aus dem
Land, je les ferai retourner ici.
Hinausführen und in das weiße Land führen.
I will let them out
and
bring them into the promised land.
Du hast ihn herausgeführt,
you let them out and you brought them into the land of promise. Along the way, some were hindered because they believed not. Please, may no one have an unbelieving heart amongst us. Oh, what a grace to live in this time. What a grace to see and hear all that. Yes, Lord. You have given us this grace. Yes.
Enlève la désobéissance dans le cœur. Enlève la rébellion dans le cœur.
Yes, Lord.
Enlève l'incrédulité dans le cœur. Et que ta parole puisse avoir un impact dans la vie de chacun. Merci pour le voile qui a été ôté.
Merci
pour le. We thank you that you have taken the veil away from us. We thank you for the love which you poured out into our hearts. Yes, Lord. We thank you for the truth. Praise, honor, and glory. Bless your servant. Bless your people worldwide. Bless Israel in the name of Jesus Christ. Strengthen our brother Frank. Use him so that your body is edified. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Füßen, bitte, bitte. Oh Gott.
God, our Father,
du hast uns Zeugnis von deiner Liebe gebracht.
You have given us testimony of your love.
Wir dürfen deswegen auch deine Kinder heißen.
Therefore, we can be called your children.
Hilf uns, dass wir dir zuhören.
Give that we listen to you.
Hilf uns, dass wir dir glauben.
Help that we believe you.
Und dass wir dir gehorsam sind.
And so that we are obedient unto you.
Dass wir gehorsame Kinder sein können.
That we can be obedient children. Obedient to your voice. Obedient to your written and revealed word. We are comforted. We have the comfort of the Holy Spirit. May you seal the truth in our hearts. May your Holy Spirit lead us into all the truth. Beloved Lord, may your love be poured out into our hearts so that we love the truth. We love you, our Father. We are loving also one another. Bless your servant. Bless your people. And protect us, Lord, until you return, so that we cleave unto you. Let us not receive any interpretation, Lord. We believe that your word alone is the truth. May your revelation be sealed in our hearts. Continue to reveal yourself in us and through us. I ask this in the powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Father, our God, we say thanks unto you. We thank you that the veil in the temple is torn from top to bottom, so that we have access to the Holy of Holies. We thank you also that the veil is taken away from our eyes, because we believe in Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the grace, for eternal life, for the promise that we can go there where you are. You went before us to prepare a place for us, so that we can be there where you are also. And so you have sent your word to us, so that we can believe it in the original. May you prepare our hearts. We thank you for the biblical message of the end time, which permitted us to return back to the Bible. We believe as our apostolic fathers believed. We thank you that you permitted it, that the true love was poured out into our hearts, which you poured out in us through the Holy Spirit. We thank you that you brought us into your wonderful light. Praise, honor, and glory be to you. We thank you that you have blessed your servant, whom you have entrusted a ministry so that we can see the light that we can walk in the revelation of your word. Bless your people worldwide. Bless all who serve you. Because by your voice, your people are being prepared in regard of your near return. Praise, honor, and glory be to you. We go from this place with thankfulness, and we have the certainty that you strengthened us anew,
and
we can walk with our eyes focused on you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. May all the sick be healed, and may all the captives be set free. May all of our hearts be consecrated for the truth. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us sing, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy. We all say amen to it. We have an inner agreement to the Word of God. Before us is a special weekend in Abidjan, the Ivory Coast. Please remember me and Brother Tati and Brother Jean Lambert. Together, we will fly there, proclaiming the word. Brother Jean Lambert is the best translator from the German language into the French language. And Brother Tati is the best translator from the English into French. And so, we are very well equipped to bring the word of the Lord there. Yes. Just one question. Did you really all believe with all your heart? Is the word in us? Then our coming was worth it. And also all those who listened worldwide. May all be blessed. The Lord God be with you all. You have come from all neighboring countries, from all over Europe. May the Lord bless the group in Norway who invited me. May God bless all over. And may He call out the last ones. Now, we will once again pray, and then we will ask our choir to sing a song. And all of us will go depart in peace. I have the impression that God spoke to us today. I have the impression that we understood Him, and that God's word accomplishes in us for what it was sent for. Let us thank once again the Lord. Great God, we thank you with all our hearts for your precious and holy word. We thank you for all brothers and sisters worldwide who are found in your grace, who are found in your word, who remain in your word. Beloved Lord, bless your blood-bought flock. Bless the bride of the Lamb and bless all who have heard your word today. May all be strengthened in the faith. May all travel home by faith, believing so that all doubts are put away and that we believe you fully, and so that you really revealed your word unto us in reality, that you are speaking to us as a friend speaks to his friend. And I thank you, dear Lord, that you made it true what you promised. The time comes where I will no more speak in parables with you, but I will preach freely to you. The time is here, no more in parables, but by your revealed word you are speaking to us, and we may say that we understood you. Blessed and praised be your wonderful name. Beloved Lord, I ask it from you that this day, on which your precious word was preached in weakness, that it is being manifested in power in all who believe. And I'm convinced, in your presence, I'm convinced that all who are gathered here and all who are listening, that they believe and that they got your word revealed, they may have part in that what you are doing right now, and they will be part of it when you will return as the bridegroom to fetch your bride. To you, the Almighty God, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to the God of Israel, our Father in heaven, be the praise and the glory in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now we ask that the choir comes, singing us a wonderful song, and all will tune in with their hearts. We are also happy for that, that the songs are known internationally. May God bless the choir leader. May God bless the singers. God bless, God bless. Have you been blessed? Do you all believe with all your heart? Praise be to the living God.
Thank you.
We just give you greetings addressed to all who could not be here today. And also from this place, we greet once again all, also those who have sent us greetings from the various countries. May the Lord bless you. You all know, in New Zealand, the sun comes up first. Every day starts in New Zealand. And there the sun, every day, the sun comes up first. And may God bless also there. Australia, really in all people's tongues and nations, may all be prepared. This weekend meant very much to me, and I hope all of us. Come all of you again, and the Lord will bless us. Will you pray with us? Let us thank the Lord. Faithful Heavenly Father, we bring you the thanksgiving and the worship for your everlasting gospel, for the living and the true Word of God. We thank you, Lord, that we could recognize the day of salvation, the great things what you have done for us, that we could hear the call, the wake-up call, that we could make ourselves ready to meet you. You are preparing us yourself by your holy and precious word. Lord, keep all these words in our hearts. Let us remain joined with you. Let us walk together with you until we come from believing unto seeing. Lord, bless all my brothers and sisters near and far. Let your blessing and your peace rest upon all. And if you wilt, Lord, bring us together again in your holy presence. Be especially with our precious brother, when he goes out again to preach your salvation. Lord, bless there in Africa. Open the hearts and the understanding for your word. And deliver, Lord, all the people from error, from all interpretations, so that they return back to the original word of God, back to the faith of the apostles and prophets. Thank you, Lord, that you helped us on the day of salvation. To you alone we give the glory and the worship. In the holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Amen.